Garnier with Stock New York in regards to the Joe Donahue interview with Jesse Ventura. I just want to say yay that Jesse Ventura.
Hi, this is Emma Stamets from Coleraine, Massachusetts, and I just listened to an interview of Jesse Ventura by Joe Donahue, and I wish Joe had been a little less nice to Jesse, because when Jesse said that there was no media to listen to that gives an honest, even-handed portrayal of politics, Joe should have said, wait a minute, Jesse, I'm interviewing you, because Jesse never did answer that question well. He talked about things in the past a lot. He kept talking about Bush and their people's reaction to him. A lot of times people like Jesse Ventura are naysayers and stuck in the past and cynical about the past to the point where they don't see changes that are happening. And they don't keep up with the fast-changing world that we're in. And I'm afraid that this is one of the problems with Jesse Ventura's viewpoint.
This is Beth Jacobs calling from Schenectady, New York. I wasn't going to call. Sometimes it's better to let people fall on their own swords. But I was troubled by your Medical Monday. Two callers who called in about how everybody in their lives, or more specifically one man saying that, seemed to him that he was running into all these borderline personality women. I worked for a year with a group, a nonprofit that covered New York State to get people out of psychiatric hospitals. It's not normal for someone to say that everybody in their life or all of a particular group are mentally ill. Usually that signifies that that person themselves is having a lot of problems. The fact that some man calls in, and it's not the first time, and says that all the women that he meets seem to be borderline personality disorders and are resistant to treatment, that makes him sound like a sociopath. What is he trying to get those women to do that they won't do? That's very worrying. If everybody in someone's life to that person is mentally ill, odds are they are the person with problems.
Hi, my name is Debbie Thornton. Live in Sheffield, Mass. I think Romney wants this job more than anything, and he'll do he's trying to do whatever he can do to get it. He doesn't even care. He just wants the job. He wants to live in the White House. Why would he make such stupid mistakes?
Hi, this is Christina from Hudson, and I'm calling after the discussion on air of Romney's comments about the 47%. And what I found informative and interesting about the comments is that both Republicans and Democrats refer to the poor as these people. And I'm just wondering if that doesn't point out to something larger. Is it a right in this country for people to have food, shelter, or is it an entitlement? I personally feel like it's a right, and I don't want to go back to the days when there were poorhouses and orphanages. It's a question of what kind of country we want to live in and what kind of society we want to create in this country.
I'm Marta from Poughkeepsie. I'm listening to Joe Donahue and a smart friend talk about smartphones. I just wonder when we could hear a conversation about whether or not cell phones cause brain tumors, which they do, and what are the percentage increases of brain tumors, and whether or not it's smart to use smartphones if they're going to cause brain tumors. And I'm glad to hear them touching on the privacy issues as well.
This is Abigail Robin, Kingston, New York. I just want to thank Dr. David Nightingale for his message today concerning the two hospitals in Kingston, the Benedictine and Kingston Hospital. He is so wise and astute about management. Thank you again, David Nightingale.
My name is Andrew Dalton. I live in the town of Shongum in Ulster County. I just heard the comments of Dr. David Nightingale on today's Midday Magazine, today being Tuesday the 18th. He was talking about the situation of the two hospitals in Kingston and the fact that one of the hospitals, Kingston Hospital, is facing closure at the hands of its private owners. He suggested that maybe we could find somebody to run the hospital who will demand a lot less of a salary, and maybe the hospital will make it. Well, there you have privatization in a nutshell. What's the interest of a private owning company? To make all the profits they can. How do they regard patient care and the like? That's overhead, which must be cut in order to enhance the profits. Need I say more?
This is Dr. Romo from Stone Ridge, New York, and I want to thank you for airing Dr. David Nightingale today. I always enjoy his intellectual insights, and especially today on the topic of Kingston and Benedictine Hospital's merger and their financial troubles. I think it's outrageous that the United Health Alliance has kept the salaries of the executives high while cutting other services. And I'm glad to hear later on in the day Brian Jones on alternative radio about sort of the same thing, about keeping education separate and unequal. A great show on alternative radio. Thank you, WAMC, for outstanding programming.
Margaret Karam, Hyde Park. I respectfully, but definitely disagree with Paul Elijah. His outlook is strictly prejudiced, and he's comparing two things that absolutely are separate. A clergy that's irresponsible is a small number of clergy in comparison to the whole number of clergy.
My name is Norman Douglas from Great Barrington. I heartily endorse Paul Elijah's statement on the state of Israel. I am a supporter of Israel, but not a supporter of the government of Israel. Mr. Netanyahu did his best work when he was selling refrigerators.
My name is Bob, calling from Amherst, Massachusetts. Just listened to Dr. London's comments on the cowardice that is now cringing in the White House. I found his comments to be incredibly jingoistic, belligerent, and oblivious of geopolitics, just the kind of posturing that gets America in trouble.
This is Robbie Dupree from Woodstock, New York, responding to Herb London's commentary. Why is it that people who continuously clamor for vigorous defense of freedom are people who have never put their life on the line, never joined the military, or done anything except complain?
This is Beverly Kehoe-Shea, Schenectady, New York. I'm trying to listen to WAMC, and there's somebody on there ranting and raving about how poor our president is acting. I thought WAMC did not have that kind of diatribe against our Democratic president, and I'm very disappointed with WAMC to do that kind of thing. I can always listen to Fox News if I want to hear some crap about our president, but I don't want to hear it on WAMC. Thank you.